This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so excited. Welcome to 2019. Another fantastic year ahead for conservatives. I am jitty. That's what Al Sharpton. It's jitty up in here. I'm giddy. But Sharpton was giddy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's first broadcast of 2019. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I don't know what you were involved in. During the last year, were you around, weren't you? Oh, by the way, have you guys gotten that hot ticket? You know what I'm talking about? That hot ticket to see the Clintons. Yeah. Their tour, they say, will continue this year. And I say that it won't. So I'm just curious, did you get your hot ticket? Because, woo, they're flying off the Ticketmaster or whatever, whoever's promoting it. Wow. Hey, will you allow me, please, for just a second to put on my Karnak hat, my Dr. Joyce Brothers hat, my fortune teller hat for you youngsters that don't know what I'm alluding to? And let me tell you what the future holds this year for us, for them. Yeah. And before we even begin, let's do this. Let's all agree that we're going to rename our Wi-Fi systems. Let's call it MAGA Mofo, okay? Rename your Wi-Fi MAGA Mofo. Because that's what this year is going to represent. MAGA Mofos! You want your neighbors to know, all these leftists that live among you, that you are proudly around them. You've got to let them know in these subtle ways, passive-aggressively, MAGA Mofo! Anyway, while you were sleeping, liberals were plotting against you. While you were enjoying the holidays with family and friends. While you were not trying to stir up any mess, because that's what you do. You placate. Oh, I know, you know, Cousin Susan is like this. You know, Aunt so-and-so, she's a real Obama supporter or whatever. Don't rock the boat. And they came there rocking the boat. Talking down your president, talking down your country. And you were just like, let's placate. Let's not do anything to make anybody upset. You know, mama, we don't want to upset mama or daddy because, you know, they're old. So you let your cousins and your sisters and your brothers just come smack you down over the holidays. Or did you? Or did you stand up for yourselves? Did you say, you know what? Screw you, Obama lover. He didn't do nothing. He ain't got nothing on Donald Trump. I hope you did the latter. I hope you stood up for yourself. I hope you said 2019 is not going to be the year y'all get kicked around. Rename your Wi-Fi's MAGA Mofo. Let people know. Put on your Trump hat, your MAGA hat, whatever. Put on your shirt something that says who you are. Because when you don't do it, that's how people go, oh, we're winning. That's how these leftists believe they're winning. Oh, man. So I'm going to put on the Karnak hat. I'm going to be a fortune teller for just a bit. But before I even do that, I'm going to tell you what happened while you were sleeping. Because let me give you an example. North Korea reached out to South Korea and said, we want more summits. We want to spend more time with our cousin than them. Now, I know what the media tells you. Oh, Kim Jong-un, he's still threatening the world. He's going to nuke. He's going to build nukes. He's got secret bases and all that. He may very well have all that. Don't worry. We will put him in check. Donald Trump initiated peace on the Korean Peninsula, and the media doesn't want to let you know that. They're not going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize, but while you were sleeping, North Korea sent another olive branch. Said he apologized to South Korea and says, I wish I could have gotten there more. I wish I could have spent some more time with the family. I'm sorry, y'all. You didn't hear that, did you? And then he said, you know what? Let's have more summits. Let's understand each other better. I want to shoot for a one Korea. And I don't know what that means. That could forebode some issues. Because the South Korean, you know, Moon would go, well, if we're going to do this, you do realize I'm better off than you. But I don't know how they're going to resolve it, but they're talking. They're family. Were you resolving your issues between North family and South family during the holidays or no? I suspect you weren't. But Donald Trump got that started. Yeah. While you were sleeping, the Russians slept like hibernating bears. You want to know why? Because they are not worried about Mueller's report. They're not worried about, oh, the Russians influenced the election and all that. But the Democrats slept like babies. Oh, hold on a minute. I'm talking about they tossed and turned and woke up every 2 hours screaming. That's what it is to sleep like a baby. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's with you. Listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Who's going to be the first one to call me in 2019? Huh? I'm just curious. I want to hear from you. It's going to be one heck of a year. One heck of a year. Woo! I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to see them Clintons. Woo, got my ticket. Oh, that's not the Clintons. That's Bruno Mars. I'm sorry. I'm going to see Bruno Mars. Yeah. Woo, scared me for a minute. Let me tell you something, folks. You got nothing to worry about in 2019. This is your year. Leftism is about to get knocked the heck out. I'm talking, poof, not even see the punch coming. In so many ways. You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to sweat it. What are you worrying? Don't worry. There's no reason for you to worry. Donald Trump has a left so far on tilt on so many different things, they don't know where to go. And this is going to be the year, I warned you. I said after the midterms, you now have a solid 2 years to put the pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not just going to be on Donald Trump. It's going to be on you and your support of Trump. It's going to be on people like me. And I'm telling you right now, I'm loaded for, not loaded for bear, I'm loaded for donkey, okay? I'm loaded for donkey. Mm-hmm. John Brennan tweeted this. Okay, Republicans, how much longer are you going to let this farcical presidency continue? At a time of such political, economic, and geostrategic turbulence, both nationally and globally, are you waiting for a catastrophe to happen before acting? Disaster looms. Yeah, do you feel like disaster's looming? Look at any part of your life and go, oh, it's disastrous. I have a better job. I'm making more money. My consumer outlook is good. Retail through the roof. Manufacturing coming back to America. More potential for peace in the world than in the last decade, for sure. ISIS on the run. Barack Obama couldn't make a dent into ISIS. And Donald Trump has ISIS almost decimated. And now he's turning all that back over to those nations and saying it's going to be on your ticket. And John Brennan says, it's doom and gloom. Because that's what Democrats sell. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about North and South Korea sort of reuniting in a way. And here was a story about it. South Korean officials attended a groundbreaking ceremony on a project meant to modernize North Korea's railways and roads to connect them with the South. The event at the North Korean border town of Kaesong is one of a number of peace gestures agreed between North Korea leader Kim Jong-un and liberal South Korean President Moon Jae-in. It's funny, liberal. What makes this guy a liberal? As they push ahead with engagement amid a stalemate and larger nuclear negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang. I told you guys, they're trying to make it, these two are now working it out despite Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. In case you're wondering, Kevin, you sound a little funny. Yeah, I bit my tongue. Hurts like heck. So it sounds like I'm talking with a lisp. These guys are going, yeah, you do. I don't care. I'm here to deliver. I'm here to deliver. 844-551-8255. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so jazzed about 2019, I can't even see straight. Seriously, I couldn't. And it's funny, it's only a day, right? It's like, I don't know, going from 12 to 13, you know, when you're 12 years, 364 days old, and then boom, your birthday comes, or 365 days, whatever, and then boom, your birthday comes, and you're like, I'm 13, and you become a teenager. Or you're 20, 364 plus days old, and you're 21, boom, it's like a whole new world. And it's only a moment. It's a moment in time that changes you from one thing to the next, but it is so symbolic, isn't it? 2018 to 2019. And look, we had two glorious years under Donald Trump, and we begin anew. We're about to go into the third year of the Trump administration, and I am absolutely excited beyond belief. If you can't tell it, what's wrong with you? I'm excited. Burn my butt and call me Biscuit, baby, and stick me in the oven. I'm ready to go. Whoa. I mean, safest new year we've had in a while. And they keep getting safer. I want you to think about where we would be from a standpoint of terrorists in our midst in America, ISIS around the globe, the terror of Iran. Iran is on the run. North Korea healing itself. Russia and China now having to really rethink their strategy as to how they're going to get us. And by the way, go for it. Go for it. You know, make yourself better. As long as you're not being, as long as you're not cheating, as long as you're not doing it the wrong way. Russia, go on, Vladimir. Do your thing, baby. Go on, Xi. Do your thing in China. Because Donald Trump is going to make America great again. And he's doing it. I'm grateful to Trump, folks. I'm going to tell you, is redoing everything, particularly our FBI, our CIA, our NSA. He has got D.C. on tilt. Woo! It's exciting to watch. We're finally getting people into government that really care about us, who want to protect us, and who want to make this country great again. And you know what the Democrats want? They want to destroy this man. Donald Trump visited our troops, and the left went crazy. He talked about what it took for him to get over there. And, man, you got to hear it. The security he said it took to get to Iraq. Here it is.
Did you have any concerns about coming here today?
Absolutely. When I heard what you had to go through. I mean, look, I had concerns for the institution of the presidency. Because, not for myself personally. I have concerns for the first lady, I will tell you. But if you would have seen what we had to go through, with the darkened plane, with all windows closed, with no lights on whatsoever, anywhere, pitch black, I've never seen it. I've been in many airplanes, all types and shapes and sizes. I've never seen anything like it. We're coming in, and I know all of the things that were surrounding us for safety. So did I have a concern? Yeah, I had a concern. But my bigger concern was maybe the people that were with me, certainly all of them, except I think John Bolton, he's a pretty tough guy. He's going to have it, right, John?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Think about that. President of the United States, he says, I have to sneak into a country in order to see the troops. And I have to fly around countries in the dark of night, no aircraft lights, no lighting that they could see for anything that shows it's a plane, nothing. And these are countries we're flying over that we send billions of dollars to. And he can't make an announcement, hey, I'm coming. We're going to land here, refuel, do this, do that. It isn't like you going to book your flight from, you know, San Francisco to, you know, New York. Or wherever you may go. No. He's got to go through all kinds of orchestration. He did it. His wife did it. Every press member did it. They all know what it took. And he's going, it's embarrassing. We don't live in a world that where a head of state like myself can safely go anywhere. Let me put it to you a different way. Other people in other countries don't have to go through leaders, I'm talking about, don't have to go through a fraction of what Donald Trump had to go through in order to go visit the troops. And do you know what the left did? They decried him. He didn't visit the troops. He's going to be the first president not to visit the troops. Then when he visits the troops, then they get mad at him. Here was Scarborough on MSNBC talking about him.
That was the message from President Trump, who's now back in Washington this morning. But that was his message while visiting American troops serving in an active war zone for the first time as commander-in-chief. You know, the president's trip to Iraq and Germany, they were very good and valuable uses of the president's time over the Christmas holidays. And the troops he visited there were clearly happy to see him, buoyed by his presence. And I think every American should be grateful for that. But we should also be concerned that Mr. Trump once again used a captive audience of American heroes to push his unpopular domestic agenda, this time the wall. You know, Churchill didn't attack Attlee at Yalta. I didn't blast Democrats when he was in Korea. And Ronald Reagan didn't try to undermine Speaker Jim Wright when he was standing at the Brandenburg Gate telling Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall. It's all very unbecoming and all very Bush League. And you can bet 41 and 43 would have never treated the troops so disrespectfully.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know what these guys are on. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. Guys like Scarborough. Scarborough calls himself a conservative. He legitimately thinks of himself as a conservative. He thinks that we've abandoned him in some kind of way. These people are ridiculous. Wow. So, but everybody. And by the way, I love that Trump went over. Not only did he go over, he made it about every issue. Donald Trump did what Donald Trump is supposed to do. He uses every opportunity in the media for his own good and for us. I'm talking about to benefit us. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with cabinet members today at the White House. This before the president meets with congressional leaders, Democrats and Republicans, coming up later to discuss border security. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel believes people that criticize President Trump, like her uncle, Senator-elect Mitt Romney of Utah, are not doing the GOP good and harming the party. Mark Lauder is on the Trump 2020 advisory board. He tells Fox News he agrees wholeheartedly with McDaniel.
she should be calling for party unity and expressing her disappointment, regardless of their relations, in her role as chairwoman.
Police in Florida are investigating a triple homicide about 20 miles northwest of Tampa. A police spokesman believes it all started with a welfare check at a mobile home park, and it's believed that the victims had been dead for some time and also knew the person who killed them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you guys know, President Trump announced that he's going to pull the troops out of Syria. And I don't know if you, while you were sleeping over the weekend, over the holidays rather, the president then announced, well, we may slow it down a little bit. And I loved it. I loved hearing that because it was like, okay, we might, but we might not. And now the people in there are going, oh, you know, the enemy is going, well, they were going to pull out, but now are they not? Okay, I'm not really sure. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with me. Welcome to an amazing new year, 2019. We're going to be going at it hard and heavy again. No let up. There's no difference for me from 2017, 2018, going into 2019. I'm going to keep my foot on the throat of the left until they choke out. Glad you guys are here to experience this. Oh, it's metaphorically for all you soft, creamy, cream puff types. Oh, Kevin's always talking about beating people up. Yeah, I do, because you know why? They threaten me all the time. I had a guy all last year. Oh, kick your butt. And I told him, up to the end of the year, I said, I'm going to be your worst nightmare going into 2019, because you may very well get the opportunity, because I'm going to come find you. And then, you know what he did? He stopped writing. He stopped writing because I told him, I'm going to find you. I'm going to give you the opportunity. I normally don't do this, but I happen to be in the city where he's at quite a bit. So I said, I will go on LinkedIn. I'm going to find you, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity. And I'm going to have somebody filming because I want them to understand just how chicken you are. These people are bullies. Don't let them bully you. I'm not letting them bully me. And I hope you listen to this program and you get a backbone. Anyway, Donald Trump went to visit the troops, the left freaking out. But you know what Donald Trump did? He took that opportunity to tell people why he was pulling out of Syria, what is in the best interest of the United States, and so on and so forth. And I want to play a few of those clips. Here's one.
We've been doing it long enough. We've been here, if you look at Afghanistan, 19 years. We've been doing it a long time. And these people at this table have been incredible. These are incredible people. These are incredible men and women. But we've been doing it a long time. So I gave notice in Syria, you know, the way it was reported was like I just pulled out. I didn't just pull out. I've been talking about it for a year and a half. I've been telling the generals, let's go. Go ahead, take more time. Let's go, take more time. Constantly giving them more time. Finally, I said, okay, it's now time for others to take over that fight. We don't want to be there. If you look at Syria, so we went there about 8 years ago and it was supposed to be for a three-month period of time. We never left. Time to bring our people back home.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm no foreign affairs expert. My name is Kevin Jackson. I'm a my degrees are in engineering, computer science, and math, and I've been doing politics for a decade. This is our 10th year. We're going into our 11th year. It's our 10-year anniversary. Bang! Anyway, but I'll tell you this. If Barack Obama had made that announcement and had done it the way Trump would do it, they would be heralding this man. But instead, oh, Donald Trump thinks he knows more than the generals and all this. Donald Trump is not looking at this from, he's saying to the generals, you asked me for half a year more, 6 months, I gave it to you. You asked me for another 6 months, I gave it to you. Well, you know what? We're done. We're not getting any more. If you can't show me progress, let me put it to you this way. Donald Trump were building a building, and the due date was whatever date it was. And he says, okay, what do you need? Well, we're going to need another 6 months. Okay, here you go. Then he goes, and there's nothing done. Oh, we're going to need another 6 months. Okay, here you go. Do you think he'd do it? No. So you know what Donald Trump is doing? He's saying, I'm thinking of this the way I do my business. You have a certain amount of time to get something done. You're going to build a golf course. You're going to build a road or some irrigation system or something to support the infrastructure of what you're going to do. And I don't see any progress over this amount of time. No, we're done. We put out the mandate that the United States is no longer going to be your sugar daddy. And we're not paying for all this nonsense. And you know what that means? That means people that are inside of these countries are now going, okay, that money's dried up. Have you ever been cut off of funds? Your parents did it? Maybe a big brother? I can tell you, my big brother cut me off. He told me, I used to chump change him. Hey, man, can I get $20 for a week? Yeah. Okay, can I make it $100 for a week? Yeah. Can I make it $300 for a week? Yeah. Can I make it $1,000 for a month? No. And I was like, what? No. What are you talking about? You've always been there, man. Yeah. And you're getting to the point where I can no longer be there for you, is what my brother essentially told me. And it was a strange feeling because, I loved him. He'd always helped me, but he goes, I'm going to do this for the last time, but this is it. And I remember thinking, oh, I got to grow up. I no longer have that money to count on. So suddenly it fell on me. Donald Trump is making real life lessons and putting them into these countries and saying, you got to grow up. We're not here to protect you. You have to get a hold of your own politics and figure things out for yourself. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and all these other places. We're not giving money to Iran, but you get what I'm saying. With respect to Iran, I said Iran. With respect to Iran, he's saying, hey, look, I don't know how everybody else has been treating you, but I'm the big guy in this neighborhood. And if you want to continue menacing old ladies and children, I'm going to be the one to step in on their behalf. And he's done that. This is common sense. Now, people, they want to complicate. Well, you don't understand that the Houthis and the Shiites and the Muslim this sect and all that. And Donald Trump's going, I don't have to understand any of that. It would be like somebody coming to the United States. You got to understand how Texas deals with Tennessee and Alabama and California. Look, we get it. People on the coast, y'all are crazy. The Midwesterners, we are the salt of the earth. We are the people to keep this country running. We understand it. We understand your colloquialisms between New York and Georgia. Okay? We get it. But we still remain one country, and we can figure things out a heck of a lot better than the UN or than some Brit that comes over here. And listen, we're going to tell you something. You Georgians have to get more crazy. I don't know what they would say, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to listen to some Brit tell me how a Southerner has to behave with respect to a New Yorker. And I don't think a New Yorker is going to listen to a Brit. Listen, you New Yorkers, you've got to be more caring and tolerant here. You know, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to say, shut up, get the heck out of here. Wait, who are you come talking to me like that, man? I don't have a New York accent, but you get what I'm saying? So why are they going to listen to us? Let them figure out their own stuff. Take away their money. Explain to them, we're done, and they'll figure it out. But no. Yeah, Trump says, 1.5 years, they keep asking me for more time because that's how you kick the can down the road. He says, 8 years ago, we went into Afghanistan supposedly for 3 months. And what are we doing over there? Now, here, I don't know who's fighting whom and all that. I'm not the one to make that call, but I'll tell you this. I defer to a man who sits in briefings, and I know he sits in briefings, unlike Barack Obama. I know Trump cares. He wants to know exactly how the situation is. And when he brings a pragmatic attitude towards it, which, as I said, if Barack Obama had done it, I would have agreed with it. If he says, we're pulling out for the right reasons, here's how we're going to do it. We may pull out, we may not pull out. And, by the way, if he had been successful, and stemming, getting ISIS down to where even Erdogan of Turkey, Erdogan or whatever his name is, he said, we are 99%, you know, rid of ISIS. They only have 1% of the territory. We can take it from here. If Barack Obama had accomplished that, I would have said, it's time for us to pull out. We can still provide some level of support, but we don't need to be spending billions and billions of dollars over there. And I want you to think about the consequences of bringing those trillions back into the U.S. economy. Bringing those men and women home to spend time with their families. You know how difficult it is to be a military family? It's extremely difficult. I mean, high levels of divorce, high levels of suicide amongst active military, and so on and so forth. It's putting these people, putting these families back together should be paramount to us. But the left, they want to play politics. Anyway, do we have time to play this other one? Trump talking about countries playing their parts, not doing the fighting. Here, let's try it.
America shouldn't be doing the fighting for every nation on earth, not being reimbursed in many cases at all. If they want us to do the fighting, they also have to pay a price. And sometimes that's also a monetary price. So we're not the suckers of the world. We're no longer the suckers, folks. And people aren't looking at us as suckers. And under my administration, we're winning now. We're not playing to lose slowly like they've been doing for 19 years. We're fighting in areas where we shouldn't be fighting. And spending hundreds of billions of dollars doing it. We want to fight where it's meaningful. Your general understands. I just met with them. Your general understands it. We want to fight for the meaningful things.
Sound fiscal policy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. President Trump explaining why we shouldn't be doing the fighting for other countries. Let me ask you this. Do you fight harder for, say, somebody else's wife or your own? Do you fight harder for somebody else's husband or your own? You get what I'm saying?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Happy New Year. Another year. I get to say that to you all freaking year, and I plan on doing it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. So I saw this article, and it was in the American Spectator, and it was titled, "The Best President Democrats Didn't Vote For." Or, "The Best President," I think it was titled, "The Best President I Didn't Vote For," written by a guy who didn't vote for Donald Trump. And it was such an amazing, I mean, I love when things catch my attention that way, but I also love when it sort of highlights the things that I've been saying, the leftists and, you know, the anti-Trump crowd and many of the others, many people, some of you, who probably didn't support Donald Trump and may have even not voted for him. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. So here's what the writer says. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I was afraid his obviously improvised campaign, imprecise explanations concerning how he planned to achieve his policy goals, and unsettling antics presaged a disastrous one-term presidency if he somehow managed to win. Unlike Bill Kristol and his ilk, however, I never considered voting for the execrable Hillary Clinton. So knowing that Trump would win my deep red state anyway, I voted for what's-his-name from New Mexico. Predictably, I was surprised when Trump won. But that was nothing compared to the astonishment I experienced when it dawned on me that he's a remarkably effective president. I want to pause there for just a second because I've already shared with you my older brother, who is my mentor, PhD in theology, one of the best thinkers on the planet. And he said to me he couldn't vote for Trump, gave me all kinds of reasoning, mostly religious based. And I said to him, you're making a mistake. I love it when the student is now training the professor. I said to my brother who trained me to think at a very young age, you've made a mistake. And I understand why you've made a mistake. Because as this guy says, how is he going to achieve his improvised campaign? Donald Trump didn't run the standard campaign. That was one of the reasons why he won. Number two, his imprecise explanations that showed me that Trump was thinking way ahead and the way he was thinking was resonating with people, because people like Hillary Clinton say, well, we need to do this and do that and do this. And as we've seen, they do nothing. Look at any issue that we wanted to address, and I'm talking about effectively. I'm not talking about addressing health care where you just pour more money into a broken system. Look at immigration. Look at tax policy. All of it. Donald Trump says, look, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to upset everything that's been going on. I'm going to fix it. And that was an imprecise explanation, according to this guy, as to how he would achieve his policy goals. Even though he told you, I'm going to lower taxes. But he didn't say how he would achieve. Because Trump's thing was, look, you got nothing to lose. I'll get it done. And then the final part of what he said was his unsettling antics. You know, Twitter, the way he would go after people. By the way, the way you and I and the majority of people do things, if somebody bothers you or they've been lying about you, I don't know how you do things, but I know most people finally could get fed up. You ever heard that term? I just got fed up. You've been fed up. Well, Donald Trump got fed up. And he doesn't relax. He doesn't go, oh, I'll stew on it and I'll be contemplative and I'll think about it. Donald Trump just addresses it. So that was unsettling for some people, but it wasn't unsettling for the masses. So anyway, Trump wins. My brother is upset. It wasn't a hot month and a half into his presidency. My brother called me and says, dude, I made a mistake. And that's essentially what this guy's saying. I made a mistake. Here's what he goes on to say. After only 2 years in office, in the face of unprecedented and relentless resistance from the Democrats, the media, and the metastasizing Mueller investigation, President Trump has accomplished more than many presidents in two terms. He has not, of course, achieved all of his goals. Okay, big deal. But he says, the most obvious disappointments involve Obamacare and the border wall. I happen to disagree. Obamacare is dead. You aren't getting penalized when you go look for something else. I know, look, I'm in a situation right now. I'm still looking for the right health care package because it's so expensive where I live now that I can't use the old plan. So I'm in that limbo thing, but I'm not going to get taxed. So that's gone. And the border wall, I just did a thing that said 200 miles of border wall is already under construction in one way or another, and Donald Trump has drawn a line in the sand that says you're either going to fund this or we're not funding the government. And he's going to win this battle, just so we're clear. Trump's not going to lose this battle. So he goes on to say this. He says, Yet even in these areas, his administration has made measurable progress, and there's a good reason to believe that he will eventually overcome democratic obstructionism and achieve his ultimate objectives. Meanwhile, Trump's long list of unalloyed successes keeps growing. His most conspicuous successes have involved the economy. Under his predecessor, GDP growth was characterized by the kind of malaise that prevailed during the Carter era. We were told that a growth of about 2% and an unemployment rate of 4.5% was the new normal. Trump rejected the prognosis, took steps to energize the economy. Now, despite somewhat inexplicable meddling with interest rates by the Fed, GDP growth is at 3.4%. The unemployment rate is at 3.7%. As Investor Business Daily points out, much of this is directly attributable to Trump's tax cuts, so often maligned by the Democrats in the media. He goes on to write this. Contrary to Democrats' claims, workers are clearly sharing in the tax cut windfall, not just through tax cut bonuses and lower withholdings, but through increased opportunities and wage growth. Average hourly wages are up 3.1%, fastest growth since 1999. Unemployment rates at lows not seen since 1969, and for minority groups, lower than any time on record. Median household income is at all-time highs. Now, I'm going to stop right there. If that were Barack Obama's record in the first 2 years, you tell me what you'd be thinking. If you just replace Barack Obama with Donald Trump and tell me what the media would be saying, what you might be saying, and on, I could tell you I would be going, wow, I would have never expected this from Barack Obama. His policies, I forget what we would say because, you know, we're pragmatists. The real issue is, how would the media handle this? The media would be extolling they would be making this guy into a god, and quite frankly, he would be. He goes on to write, this means job opportunities for blue-collar deplorables who voted for Trump. Of the more than 4 million jobs created during his tenure in the White House, at least 10% have been in the manufacturing sector that Democrats long ago left for dead. And among the most delicious ironies of the Trump economy is its positive effect on the job prospects of minority voters ostensibly represented by the Democrats. Black and Hispanic unemployment rates are at an all-time lows. Female unemployment and youth unemployment at the lowest points in half a century. Meanwhile, household incomes are rising. Yet, Pelosi insists this is all bad news. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm reading from an article in the American Spectator. And I'm trying to make sense of how the liberals believe that they're going to sell this idea. So here's what Pelosi said. From day one, the White House and Republicans in Congress have sold out working and middle class families to further enrich the wealthy and big corporations, shipping jobs overseas. At the same time, the president's reckless policies are exploding gas prices, wiping out the few meager gains that some families should have received from the GOP tax scam. As wages remain stagnant, Democrats will never stop fighting for the hard-working middle-class families. Now, he writes, every syllable of this is nonsense, of course. Pelosi's claim that Americans are experiencing exploding gas prices, for example, is Orwellian fiction. Either the presumptive Speaker of the House doesn't read the news, or she's just another Democrat fabulous. In reality, prices are dropping all across the country. By the way, I interrupt to say, because of Donald Trump, because of what he's done with the Saudis and OPEC, and essentially saying we can flood the market with our own products, number one, and number two, we can cut off our markets from you so you don't have much left to sell to. U.S. News and World Report advised readers last week that the average cost of gas hit its lowest level in 6 years. I don't need to give you the numbers, but the guy goes on to write this. If that's hurting us, beat us harder, please. But Pelosi and Democrats have no choice but to lie about positive changes that have occurred on Trump's watch. This is particularly true of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that he signed into law last year. They can't admit that most of the $5.5 trillion in gross tax cuts ease the tax burden on families. They must mislead voters, yada, yada, yada. I got to stop here for just a bit because I'm going to run out of time. Here's the net of it. Donald Trump is a rock star, and this year he's going to prove it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.